Hey, this is All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca. This is show number 33, recorded on August 6, 2024. Did I get the date right, Pirate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is August 6th.
Okay, because I have a tendency to screw that up, but, you know, I'm trying to multitask because I'm not just your show host, Chewbacca. I'm also the website guy. I'm also the producer. I'm also the sound guy. I'm also the note taker. Pirate's got it easy over there, but Pirate works his ass off, so it's my pleasure to take the pressure off of you, and you just come out and hang out, and we record this podcast and have a good old time.
Yeah, man. I've just bring my talent to the to the platform here, y'all.
Yes, he is the true talent. I'm just the big mouth here on the show. But how about these Olympics, man? I know at first you weren't that much into it, but then you told me you've watched a little now, huh?
Yeah, once I got past the opening ceremonies, y'all.
Right, which is still controversial.
Yeah, they pushed it. They pushed the button.
I'm not offended being a Christian, but I can understand why some Christians were offended. Now, they sit there and say, it wasn't about Christians, it was about some Greek festival. And I'm like, well, I'm Greek, and I never seen no shit like that either. So what are you talking about? That it's supposed to be some Greek play. Just because I'm Greek doesn't mean I know everything, but I know a lot about my Greek culture. But that part baffled me. I'm like, what's this blue dude and everything, you know? But the opening ceremonies, I enjoyed up to that point because instead of having all the athletes roll into the stadium, they had them come down the boat and wave from the boat and then have a staging area after that. So that was pretty cool. And then some boats had several countries on board because, you know, countries like Iraq, I think they sent like 5 athletes, you know, so you got these countries that, but I always think it's cool because they'll bring up a country and I'll immediately start Googling it. And it's some country just north of South Africa. I even forgot the name of it. And it was just like, yeah, population, you know, 40,000 people. I'm like, whoa, a country with just 40,000 people. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's possible.
But that's cool. I like culture. So I think that's why I dig in the Olympics. Plus, I just love seeing these events that you normally wouldn't see anywhere else. I mean, come on, man. The beach volleyball? Come on, dude. We all know why we watch that.
Yeah, you got to watch like ESPN 2 and 3 at certain hours of the day just to even catch some of these sports events.
Right. Or like the X Games, you know, you only see the skateboarding and the BMX there. But no, these athletes, man, like I've got it on right now in the background. The long jump is on. The men are on there. And then even measuring now how close their foot comes to fouling, you know, which is kind of a bragging thing. There's a guy from China right there. That's a pretty good jump, man. I think he got over 8 meters right there.
He's a tall guy, too.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, look, his name's Wang, too.
Oh, yeah. Wang Chung.
Yeah. Hold on. That's a good jump, though, Wang, man. Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, you're my cousin from China. Hey, I'm part Japanese, so you know that guy could probably be my cousin from a different country. You know,
he's your brother from another mother.
Brother from another mother. But nah, dude, the Olympics are fun, man. And like I said, beach volleyball. How can you go wrong watching that? It's beautiful.
Well, I watched the bicycle race where the woman won from the United States. Yeah. Kristen, can't remember her name, but anyways. I watched the gymnastics. I watched.
Had to watch Simone.
I watched her. She was good. I watched the pole vault guy.
Yeah. That Swedish guy got the not just the Olympic, but world record.
Yeah. He did it yesterday, last night.
Yeah, that was amazing.
And then the American guy, he almost did it. He was bound and determined, but he hit the pole.
How about the poor French dude where his penis hit the pole and it disqualified him?
Oh, yeah. His package hit it. And
yeah. I mean, he actually cleared the bar, but as he was coming down, his unit just flicked the pole. And
dude. Yeah, and I heard the porn producers reached out to him.
Yes, they offered him a porn job. So, I mean, you know, hey, he's an athlete. He's already in shape. So that means he has what I would call the porn look. Because, you know, pretty much every porn star, and you know, even I've noticed lately with guys, and hey, I watch porn. I'm a grown-ass man, but I do watch porn. But I've even noticed with the dudes, I was like, man, these dudes are fit. You know, there's, you know, only since Ron Jeremy back in the days. And that's what made it so funny because he's this big fat ass with the hugest pecker I've ever seen in my life. You know, But yeah, no, they're all athletes, man. They're in shape. They say a lot of coitus does happen in the Olympic Village.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Hey, can you blame them? I mean, think about it. These people are in the peak of their life shape, no matter what age they are. And their event, and they say that they don't do it during their events. They wait till their events finishes. So after their events finish, all the stress, the competition's over for them. They're just hanging out the next 2 weeks.
They're in party mode, man.
Well, they're in party mode. They hang out for the next 2 weeks to go to other events to watch their teammates in other events. Like you might see a gymnast at the equestrian thing, because that's what they do, which is cool. Well, so they're still hanging around the Olympic Village. They hook up, and I bet you they have some great coitus, man.
Well, I seen Tom Brady was there at the gymnastics yesterday.
Oh, so he's hitting on the girls. He's single again, apparently.
Yeah, he was hanging out, man. He was watching. He was the GOAT, man.
Yeah, hey, I saw my fantasy wife there. Natalie Portman was watching gymnastics.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, she still looks great, too, man. Oof. And she wasn't wearing any makeup, and she's still pretty. Yeah. Oh, I mean, you could tell she looked a little, no offense. She looked a little 42 years old, but the fact that she can still look that beautiful without the makeup, and then her makeup, and she's never been that kind of actress that's put too much makeup on her face. At least it doesn't look like it to me. Like, I just saw her on Jimmy Fallon a couple weeks ago, and she's still freaking gorgeous. But,
Snoop Dogg was there having a party
for
a lot of the athletes.
And he was a torchbearer.
Yes, yes, he was that too.
So he was getting picked on. And he's like, that wasn't a torch. That was a big blunt. Hey, man, we love Snoop, though, man.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Snoop, man. Yeah, Snoop,
he's a cool man.
Just like you and I, we're a little older now. Hey, that's what we listened back in the 90s, man. Snoop Dogg got he was part of Dre's crew. And he was on the Chronic album,
yes.
A couple songs. But then Dre recognized Snoop's talent and says, man, we got to get your own record. And Snoop's album, his debut album, came out in 1994. And, dude, I remember I still had a tape deck in my car. So I bought that album on tape, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then later I upgraded to CD later on.
Yeah, I remember
on.
I bought the CD.
Yeah. I wish I had a CD player in that car. But no, my first car before the Squirrel, like I had one car before the Squirrel, and that thing, the car I had was a Hyundai Scoop. That thing was the biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life.
I'd never
seen a car have more problems. The paint faded. The dashboard turned a different color. I mean, just one problem after another. And the reason why I updated to the Toyota Tercel, which you knew as a Squirrel
car.
I said to myself, okay, I plan on driving from California back to Tampa. There is no way this Hyundai is going to make it. Especially, I've done this drive before. New Mexico and West Texas.
Big old mountains.
Are not even just mountains. There's nothing out there, dude.
Yeah, big old
highway.
You
will drive for hundreds of miles without a fucking gas station, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I said to myself, this Hyundai Scoop is not going to make it. And just, I didn't have much money, and I really didn't want another car payment getting out of the Marines. But I was like, I need a car, and I need a car that's not going to keep breaking on me. And then in a few months when I get out, I'm driving it all the way back to Florida. And hey, knock on wood, that Squirrel, I drove it from California back to Tampa.
And, yeah, there was probably three squirrels inside that motor, just turning
Well, that's why we called it the Squirrel, because I remember you're a mechanic guy, and then you were like, hey, Chewy, what kind of engine's that thing got? And I said, I think it's about 85 horsepower, and you were just like, damn, man. And I'm the one who told you, yeah, my staff sergeant called it the Squirrel.
Yeah.
So the Squirrel came from one of my Marine buddies.
There you go. Yeah, I thought it had a couple squirrels in there turning the motor, man.
Yeah, because remember you'd hit the pedal, it'd make a lot of noise, but there was no pickup.
No, man. That thing was
but you know what? That car was reliable, though, and it sat five people. I mean, it'd be a little tight in the back for the five, but I've had five people. I had five people in the car.
It's a little tin can, but
the AC was cold as shit. The radio was decent for a stock. I mean, I remember, too, it was a 1994 Toyota Tercel. But I only got rid of the car because I upgraded to the Pontiac Grand Prix. I don't know if you remember the Grand Prix.
Yeah, I remember the Grand Prix.
Yeah. So I had nothing against the Squirrel, but after 5 or 6 years, I was ready for a new car. And I think I definitely upgraded to a car with some balls, you know, because to me, to go from the Squirrel to a Pontiac Grand Prix, and the Grand Prix was only like a 230 horsepower V6, but to me, it felt like, holy crap, I really upgraded
it. Yeah. They don't even make them anymore.
That's a good car. But anyways, yeah, with the Olympics, man, we still got another week to go. Track started. Like I said, we got long jump on now. Wrestling is going on. I noticed Taekwondo started. We should start seeing the heavy lifting. And then your wife's into the gymnastics, the rhythm gymnastics starts. That's when the girls throw these little balls up in the air. They have the twirly thing and all that
yesterday
shit.
Yesterday they had the floor exercise and the balance beam.
That's regular gymnastics.
Yeah,
that's about to finish, and it's going to go into the rhythm gymnastics, which is more dancing.
Dance, yeah.
I noticed today, too. I'm not interested, but I did notice synchronized swimming started today.
Oh, okay. I don't watch that.
But the great thing about water polo, though. You haven't watched the water polo yet, man?
I haven't seen it on there, no.
Well, the girls wear a one-piece suit, but they pretty much just let their bottoms ride up their crack, so they all look like they're wearing thongs, man, or as we call it, the fundo shi.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're a heterosexual male like myself who happens to still be a pervert, I admit I'm a pervert, you get to see some nice sights from these athletic girls, man. I'm like, damn. Sometimes I'll have the bottom of the pool upshot water cam as well. I'm like, okay, man, this is practically porn now because that string is not covering a whole lot of nothing, if you know what I mean, in the groin area. I'm trying to keep it PG here without getting too nasty.
Yeah. Well, the disclaimer, all you ladies, for Chewbacca out there, he's still a single guy, and he's not like that all the time. So only when he watches the water polo.
Yeah, or anytime I see a girl wearing a suit like that, because I just happen to be a fan of that kind of swimwear.
He just gets excited of the swimwear.
I do. I think it's a beautiful thing, and, you know, that's cool. You know, good for you having the confidence.
But, right.
But anyways, that was a little sidebar on the Olympics here. But
no, the Olympics is all right. We're
leading the medal count, too, man.
Yeah, they got, like, what, 90-something?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, we're not leading in the gold, but we're leading overall.
And China is in second place.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And China is always our competitive.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching them in fencing the other day, man. I was watching fencing. I was like, I just love watching all these different events.
I watched the track and field. I watched the 3,000 meter. That's the 3 mile run. Or the 5,000 meter. That's the 3 mile run.
Okay.
Which I used to do that when I was a younger man.
Cross country.
Yeah. Them women did it in 14:59. And dude, I did it like in 15:50, you know.
Well, you were fast. But you were still in the top tier, but the wow, man.
Yeah, they were really hauling.
That's crazy.
Hauling.
Well, you look, I didn't do cross country like yourself, but I did a lot of 5Ks when I was in my 20s and 30s. And you know how a 5K is. It's practically a sprint for 3 miles, and that's what kicks your ass because you can't, if you weren't trying to get a good time, you can't take it at a leisure pace. If you think about it, if you ran 9 minute miles, which would be a leisure pace to most runners, that's still getting you in over 27 minutes, which is not competitive.
No, that's just a leisure run.
Yeah. Now at 51 years old, or I'm almost 51 years old, I'd actually be happy with myself at a 9 minute mile pace now. I'd actually be fine with that because I told my niece I want to do a 5K again, but I'm not going to go out there and kill myself.
No,
I'm just going to run it.
There you go. Enjoy yourself.
Boom. Exactly. I'm beyond the competitive days anymore.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I am not in my 20s.
You're not a spring chicken anymore.
Exactly. Hey, the fact that I'm running again blows my mind. I didn't think I'd be running again, man. I thought my running days were over because when I put on the weight and my knees hurt, man, I'm just like, I'm just old and fat now. And turned out all that was a bunch of bullshit excuses. Now, am I running at the pace I used to? No. And you know why? I'm not interested in trying to run at that pace anymore. I am just trying to run. I figure you'll get there when you feel like you're gonna.
Yeah,
I know exactly. I know if I lose a few more pounds and I stick with it harder, I'll start feeling that drive to, all right, man, start picking up the pace a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
instead of running 9, you might want to run an 8.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I would be happy to run a 9 right now. Seriously. I'm running like a 12 or 13.
Okay. Well, let's just say you try to set your goal for
a 9.
Go from a 12 to a 10 or a 9, and that'd be great, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that'd be awesome, man.
But it does. It feels good to get out there and jog again.
It's good for you, man.
I never thought I'd get back into it, but hey, we're doing some Olympic training myself.
That's what you enjoyed doing, and back in the day, and that's what's going to make you feel like you're in your happy place, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know me, I work out all the time, but the cardio was lacking.
Oh yeah, you gotta have a little cardio. Yeah,
you know me, I'll do the yoga, I'll go lift weights, the cardio, the biking, the jogging, the walking, the swimming. That was all lacking, dude.
Not
today. Hey, when you saw me earlier, when you did the drive-by, I was just got back from the gym, man. I lifted legs, and then I did about 20 minutes on the treadmill. But hey, better than nothing. Before, the 20 minutes didn't even happen. I would look at that treadmill and just walk out because I hated treadmills. But they got these treadmills with the TVs on them, and then I put on my headphones anyways and listen to music. It's a nice distraction while you're jogging. I know it's not the same as going outside. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning, I'm going to do an outdoor jog because there is a night and day difference between treadmill. You know this, man.
Yeah. Anyways, also, you get out there and get the fresh air.
Yeah.
And then you get a little sweat on, man.
Yeah.
Sweat going.
Yeah, I do sweat on the treadmill, but nothing like outside.
You're out in the 90 degrees and you start
the humidity, right.
You start sweating.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when you start shedding some of that water weight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I've been getting back into it. I mean, the first part of this weight loss journey was just to do it. And then as I was shedding the pounds, I'm like, man, I feel like I need to start jogging again, maybe give it a shot. And that's what I've been doing. I'm still only about a month into this, and it hasn't been consistent the last 2 weeks because, I was on vacation, get back from work this week. Work was crazy. That's why I got so crazy at your house the other night. But anyways, man, we'll wrap it up with the Olympics and talk about some other things.
This day in history, August 6th, this is Pirate Reporting. We got 1945, the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it was.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
The U.S. dropped the atomic bomb that killed more than 70,000 people and destroyed most of the city in an effort to speed up the end of WW2.
Well, I got a story to tell you with this.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard it, but the listeners haven't.
Okay.
That was my party town, dude.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, so that's crazy to hear that this was the anniversary.
Yep.
And knowing my history, and it was a while ago, but I still remember it like it was yesterday.
Yep.
I was up there almost every weekend, dude.
Yeah.
I made friends with a local. And he ran a club, and his only fee from me when I asked him, because he wouldn't charge me for anything, and I asked him, what can I bring up to compensate for it? And he told me he wanted American Budweiser, and I was like, but his name was Tomokazu, but I was like, hey, Tomokazu, but there's Japanese Budweiser. He goes, no, I want the American one. American one is better.
Oh,
so beer on base was ridiculously cheap. I can get a 24-pack for about $5 back then.
Awesome.
And I'd buy them cans, bring it up to the club, present it to them, bowed, traditional kind of thing. And he wasn't a gangster or nothing. It's just what you did. It was out of respect.
Did he tell you, domi omi gato?
No, he spoke some English. He's like, oh, thank you. So, no, that's, wow. So August 6th, that makes sense. What else you got there on Hiroshima?
Nothing else on Hiroshima.
Okay, but moving on.
I'm going to wrap on to the next. 2012, NASA's robotic vehicle called Curiosity landed on the Mars
and
soon began transmitting images of the planet's surface.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it still is. They still have rovers on there. I mean, that one is long shut down, but Yeah, they flew a helicopter, man, on Mars.
Yeah, like a drone helicopter.
It was a drone helicopter, but they said it was the first time ever a manned flight vehicle from another planet was flying on another planet.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It's awesome, man.
It is. It's awesome.
1996, at the Palace in L.A., Los Angeles, the very influential punk rock band The Ramones played their last concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like The Ramones.
You know, if you played them, I would like them, but I was never a big enough fan to know any of their songs. But I know they're good, though.
Yeah, well, next time we hang out this weekend, I'll play some Ramones.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so 1996, they played their Ramones. That was like 28 years ago.
Yeah.
1926, Gertrude Elderly, 19, of New York.
Mm-hmm.
She became the first woman to swim the English Channel, breaking the men's record by nearly 2 hours.
Wow. Huh? Nice.
You know, she's probably a really damn good swimmer.
swim across the English Channel. Yeah, okay.
That's a cold son of a bitch.
No kidding. And the current and all that? Nuts.
1890, convicted murderer William Kemmler became the first person electrocuted by electric chair.
Damn, 1890?
That's when they started that shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
They should bring it back.
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah. Because you know what it does? It puts the fear of God of thinking about making the ultimate sin of getting capital punishment, which is execution.
Well, I think they make it easy with the chemical injection. I mean, that's an easy death. You know, you don't feel nothing.
That's what it is. That's where people say that's wrong.
You know?
You should get zapped before you go out.
Yeah, or either that, they should just go back to the olden days. Here's what I think.
I want to hang them.
I think we should put an old oak tree in every town, and when they do something bad, we should just clear the floorboard out from underneath them.
Man, we're going back to the old days, man, where you had public execution.
They had them. Yeah, if you look it up,
you know, you're right.
They're out there on the internet. Yeah. There's images of it.
Hey, how about even our host country of France back in the day? They had the guillotine, man.
They chopped head off.
Imagine being out there partying, and then you see some dude's head come right off. It's like, damn!
Off with the head. Heads, mates.
That was British, man.
Yeah, okay.
no, British were into chopping off heads too, but they were into chopping off the heads with an axe.
Oh, big ass axe.
Whereas the
guillotine.
Where French, you got to think about it. That's pretty clean.
Yes.
You know, that's it, man.
Yep, it's done.
You're pretty much done.
And it's guaranteed.
Well, it's guaranteed, but here's the crazy part, the science of it. They said your head is still conscious for about 10 seconds.
Ooh.
Can you imagine you see your, you know, head roll into a basket and you're still seeing the basket and probably looking up at your bloody neck?
Ugh.
Oh, yeah. So it's not humane.
And then you're like, whoop.
Yeah, and then
out.
That's it. And that's it. Because your brain is not getting oxygen and blood.
You're done like that.
Yeah. That's when you pass out. And then that's when you hopefully you grow your wings, right?
Well, anyways, this electric chair happened in the Auburn State Prison in New York.
In New York? Wow. New York.
Yeah. Wow. So let's move.
I guess they were tougher back then on criminals compared to now.
In the state of New York, they probably were back in them days in 1890.
Well, not now. You know, you can if you keep the theft under $900 in New York City, they don't even convict you.
No.
Yeah, they're siding with criminals these days. No wonder things are a mess, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to Born on This Day. 1928, Andy Warhol. American artist and filmmaker and initiator of the pop art movement of the 1960s.
Yes.
So,
Don't know much about him, but I know of him.
He has a lot of artwork that you see like in different art stores. I don't know.
Spencer's. He had a cameo in Austin Powers.
He did. He has a weird haircut and all that.
Yeah.
He just had all kinds of strange, ideas of art, you know,
and it made him famous.
He did.
Good for him.
Yep. 1911, Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Radio and motion picture actress, best known for the comedy I Love Lucy.
Of course. Yep. I mean, we watched a lot of those reruns.
Oh, yeah. It was always on TV.
It's like, Lucy.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, I know. You have some splaining to do.
Explain to me.
Hey, those are funny, man.
Oh, yeah. It was the best, man.
Yeah, dude.
Best comedy shows ever.
Yeah.
1946, Roh Moo-hyun.
Roh Moo-hyun.
Yeah, president of South Korea from 2003 to 2008.
Mm.
Yeah. So 1902, Dutch Schultz.
Yeah.
American gangster in the 1920s and 30s.
Wow.
Ran bootlegging and other racketeering rackets in New York City.
Wow.
Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Exactly. That's what he was.
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
Yeah,
yeah. He's not that kind of guy.
He only lived a little bit longer in life. He only lived to age 33. So,
wow.
Yeah, he got caught up in his gangsters.
Yeah.
So that is the end of this day in history, y'all. So the other day, listeners, I got my sample ballot in the mailbox here.
It's probably sitting in mine. I just didn't check it.
Well, either that or the homeless people already done stole it and use it as toilet paper.
Yeah, well, I mean, I hope we don't have another toilet paper shortage like we did during COVID. That would kind of suck.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, it's important to open this thing up if you get one here, because in Florida, our actual primary is happening on August 20th, 2024.
Okay.
And
glad you told me that. I didn't know.
It is very important to know where you're voting, you know.
Or here we call them precincts.
Yeah, your precinct.
And it's basically your voting booth, your ballot box.
Yeah, you need to know where your voting station is. And so.
There you go.
Mine's at a church.
Voting station.
Mine's at a local church down the road from where I live.
Most of them are.
And
mine happens to be my church, so how convenient for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bay Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I go to this church up the road, and I'm going to place my vote for this is what's up for election. We have some important things to vote on, because a lot of people just think about the election as the presidential election.
Right. Right. This is more local.
But local stuff counts, Julie.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. State and local are just as important.
I mean, what's on here is we've got Board of County Commissioners. It's important to get the right people in here, because you don't need the wrong people to get in there and push these local, meaning crazy, agendas that you know, enforce all kinds of rules. They bring these wacky ideas from some liberal communist state, you know?
But, you know, the funny thing is with the Board of County Commissions, because I don't do my homework and look them up, what I do is I vote Republican-Democrat.
You just mix it up?
My theory is they'll fight so much that they won't get anything passed, and that's a good thing, because that means they're spending less money.
Yeah.
At least in theory.
Well, and you would hope. I mean, I don't even know if party in that situation helps.
Yeah.
But you need to check out the people. School board. This has become very important lately.
Yeah,
if
you're a parent.
Well, sure. even not. I mean, I want the future of our country to shine.
Mm.
And I don't want.
Instead of saying hands off, hey, we want better school.
I want, you know, I mean, my kids are almost out of school, but, you know, I mean, the future, you know, grandkids of mine, other people's children's. I really want the right things being taught, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want history watered down like it's being watered down now.
Right.
I don't want things
or
erased.
Selective.
Or selective things told. I don't want to be told that 2 + 2 can equal maybe 6 or 5, because it's not 4 anymore.
Because
it identifies as 5 or 6.
Right. It's very confusing times, man.
Yeah, and getting the right people in these school boards.
Well, I think, in my opinion, overall, the country is tired of this crap we're talking about. And not just, like, you know, conservatives. I also know liberals who had enough of agendas, had enough of pronouns, who've had enough of playing victim. It's time to get back to being American.
Yes.
And having that in common again, instead of being so divided. And, you know, just get back to enjoying each other's company and be who you are, but you don't have to announce it, and you don't have to play victim with me.
No, I don't need to hear this.
Right.
Right. I don't need to hear your violin playing, brother.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. And for all of us.
Yes.
All of us. And I don't want to play the violin either.
Yeah. And half of this ballot is all local stuff. Local, county and city and state. positions.
Let me ask you, though, just going into the future a little bit till November to the actual election. You know, on the state, they have a measure for recreational marijuana. What do you think about that, man? Are you going to vote for it or are you going to vote against it?
You know, I'm still on the fence on that one.
I am too, and I'm a medical marijuana card holder. I know you're not, but I am. There's something about a little bit of regulation which I think can keep things tame, because look at it this way. Even with medical marijuana cards, Brandon smells like pot now, man.
It smells like stink weed everywhere.
So imagine if it went recreational. Holy shit.
Well, the crazy thing about it is
everyone's going to be baked.
A lot of people misinterpret, you know, here's the thing. Like when they said, oh, we're going to reappeal prohibition, that didn't mean people can grab Jack Daniels bottles and just start driving down the road drinking them and swinging the bottles out the window.
Unfortunately, a lot of people did that.
Well, they probably did back in the day until they figured out you can get a DUI, right?
Yeah, right.
So the same thing.
Well, they didn't have DUIs until like the 60s, man.
Yeah.
Ain't it crazy to think at one time in America, and we're talking late 60s, back in 62, 63, you can have a DUI and there'd be no charges, and you're, other than insurance purposes to cover the damages, that's it.
Well, when I first started driving here, you could have one open container in your vehicle.
Oh, you could?
In a paper bag.
Oh, not anymore.
No. I think it was like right around 1990 that got voted out.
Okay.
But it was a long, I remember.
But that's what's so funny. As long as it was one drink in a paper bag.
Well, you know, back in the day, you know, you got these old guys. I just worked all day in the factory.
Yeah, and they didn't want to let it known they were drinking booze, because you're not supposed to be drinking in public either.
Well, they probably stopped at the white trash K on the way home.
Yep.
Give me a Budweiser out of that cooler to grab it. Give me a paper bag.
Well, part of it, too, according to the myth, the urban legend, that if it's covered, a cop can't suspiciously say, hey, sir, I need to see that.
Exactly.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently that's where the brown paper bag comes from. Like, to this day, if you're walking with the drink in your hand, but I think a lot of those laws have been rescinded. If they ask you politely, can I smell that bottle, please? If you refuse to do it, they can arrest you.
Yeah.
So,
you're taking a chance one way or another. But
Yeah.
But anyways, what about folks that are, you know, they're hitting the vape pen, you know, while they're driving down the road now, because
and that upsets me.
And they think it's the cool thing to do now, right? Because, oh, it's legal now, but it's not legal.
That's exactly me being. And that's the thing. I think having the medical card is enough in itself, because people are already violating the laws.
Exactly.
Can you imagine how little more crazy it's going to get?
I think there's going to be a lot of people going the wrong way on the freaking get on ramp. I think there's going to be people swerving all over the goddamn road.
That's
what worries
me.
And I am so worried for people out there.
Alcohol is bad enough. Look,
yes,
it's been outlawed to drink and drive for decades now. Okay. Because you can seriously hurt yourself and other people and live with a regret the rest of your life. I know somebody who killed somebody because he was drunk, and he's out of jail. He's living a normal life again. He did his time.
Yeah.
But he has to live with that the rest of his life, man.
Yeah.
You know, and he's regretful over it. It's not that, you know, he's boo-hooing himself, but, you know, that's why when it comes to him drinking now, he keeps it on the down low.
Keeps it low.
But well, yeah, I'm on the fence, man. I don't know if I want recreational.
I don't think so either. I'm on the fence too. And here's the thing, you know, obviously they're going to have these retail centers or whatever vendors that sell it, or maybe state areas that you go to buy it. I don't know.
The dispensaries will not change. You still have to go to a dispensary to buy it.
Okay.
Because it is a regulated narcotic.
Yeah. Okay. So they're going to have.
You're not going to see it at Publix.
No, you're going to see it at a dispensary like Move or something like that, right?
Exactly.
Or Curaleaf or whatever.
Right.
So you're going to go in there and, you know, give me a bag of gummies and give me a bag of bud and then give me, or flour, what do they call it? Flour,
same
bud.
Thing.
Yeah, same thing. And give me two vape pens. Okay, it'll be $300. Okay.
Right.
You know, and so then you pay the taxes on it. And then
now
I want to know, what's going on with that money? Where's that tax dollar? And who gets it? What's it going to
well,
be
leave,
used?
Leave it up to government, even our own state, to find a way to cover it up and move things around. Because I don't know if you remember back in the late 80s when we got the lottery.
Yes, I remember. This is why I'm talking about this.
They say it'll pay for schools.
Really?
Okay. Oh. Well, no, it did.
Yes,
it did.
I know it said that.
But no, it was truthful. Okay, here's the thing about the lottery. It did pay for
schools. For a while, maybe.
Okay? But the argument was, okay, well, you used to budget without a lottery every year, state budget, like so much percent was to schools. What are you doing with that percent of money now? And that's when it got thrown underneath the rug. They took all that extra school money that they didn't have to pay in taxes anymore and redirected it into other programs. A lot of people say even our local politicians went ahead and took the cheddar, man. So even we pick a lot on our federal government, but you're right that we have to start paying attention more to local government as well, because they do corrupt things. So to your point with the marijuana, all this extra tax revenue, what is the state going to do with it?
That's what I want to know, because
Governor Ron's against it, though. He can't veto it because this is a state amendment, but he's already putting his opinion out there that he doesn't think it's a good idea. I'm kind of with him, too.
Here's another question, and I know that laws have to be changed and added over time, or let me interject. Do they? Do they need to be?
All right.
And here's the thing. Why is it so easy to put a amendment on the voting ballot? That's what I want to know.
And I was just about to follow up with that. You notice how every time we have state amendments that get voted on upon here, 99% of the time they pass.
And why is this so easy?
Because people get emotional about a subject and they don't think what kind of power they're giving to their government.
Giving away
even
the
on
power.
The state level. I mean, stuff like, I remember one year they put an amendment that the cage sizes for wild boars were too small and they need to have a standard size. And I'm like, what does that have to do with the Florida state government? Nothing. Trappers are, it happens all the time. They trap wild hogs because sometimes they become a nuisance and they don't always necessarily kill them. They take them
relocate
to somewhere
them.
Else. They relocate them. Well, they had to come up with the state constitutional amendment that the cage sizes have to be a certain size because it was inhumane or something. And I'm like, gee, do we really? And that passed. I'm like, do we really need that?
And how much money was spent on staff and administrators to write that bill, research that bill?
How about the pig collectors? Now they have to go buy new cages.
Oh, yeah. They all had to spend thousands of dollars.
So it makes me think that whoever is the cage manufacturer was in cahoots with the state Congress or whatever to try to get this bill passed through. That's what I'm saying, man. And those aren't conspiracy theories. Those are fucking corrupt ass shit that happens even within the state. So here's the thing. I'm on the fence, but knowing our state,
oh yeah,
it's going to pass.
Yeah, we're going to be stinking it up soon. It's going to smell like skunks everywhere.
It already smells like skunks.
It's bad. Yeah.
I am a look, people, I am a pot smoker, okay? And even me, I'm just like, limitations sometimes are a good thing.
Well,
you know?
And isn't it already that the sheriffs have been a little bit lax on how much you can actually possess?
Yeah, they're not going to arrest you over a couple ounces or something like that. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's
more forgivable.
I think here in Florida, it's a lot more relaxed. Now, you go to some other state, I don't know what they're going to be like. But I do know there are a lot of states, you know, that have
recreational.
I mean, I think I did that research a while ago. I think there's like 19 of them already.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a big chunk out there that have recreational or medical.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of them. Recreational, not as much. I can name off the top of my head. Washington State, Oregon, California,
New York,
Nevada, New York, Illinois.
OH-10.
No, OH-10's medical.
Oh, is it medical?
So I only can name six off the top of my head that I know are recreational, whereas the bulk of them are medical. So I don't know, man. I'm going to still vote with my principal, but I have a strange feeling it's going to pass, man. And there is going to be consequences for having recreational marijuana, you know, out to the public.
There we go. Let me read.
What do you got? You got the names.
2024: Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Montana, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, OH-10, and Oregon.
So they all have recreational.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yep. I thought OH-10 was in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all of them, dude. That's, how many is that? 1, 2.
It said 19.
19, yeah, 19, dude.
Wow. Well, it's going to be 20.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is like you said, people get emotional about these laws and amendments.
It's just like, I want my pot.
Yeah.
That's all it is. They're not thinking about what happens when now it's legal.
They don't think the implications of what can happen,
mm-hmm.
what can happen when the state, now that they're in charge of weed, they can bend the rules and make them the way they want to make them.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, where is that tax revenue going? Because that's more money for the state. What is the state going to do with it? I say they're going to do like the lottery. They're going to misdirect and line their pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't like the line pockets of people.
No, I think it should be illegal, but we're asking the people to who benefit from this to make it illegal. So, yeah. Well, either way,
we'll
move on, but go out there and vote, folks.
Definitely vote if you're living in FLA. You need to vote on April or August. Not April.
Yeah, we're already past that.
I'm the one smoking here.
Yeah.
August 20th.
There you go.
Okay, August 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Get your asses out there, people. This is important to get out there and vote in these primaries.
For the Florida primary.
Yes.
Yep. All right. News items and pop culture, the segment where we are truly all over the road. I know I am going to be today. They you know, some people are like a little political sometimes, but you know, I mix it up too. Just when we will get political in this segment. But,
so you go chicka 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 chicka.
Yeah, something like that, you know. But yeah, man. But anyways, the final straw. Elon Musk confirms SpaceX and Twitter, or X, are leaving California for Texas.
Good.
He is packing up shop. He announced that the SpaceX and Twitter will move their respective headquarters from California to Texas. Posting on the X platform, Musk said the passage of a California law that bans schools from making rules requiring parental notification if a child identifies as transgender was the final straw, and he would be moving the company out of the state. This is the final straw, Musk wrote. Because of this law and many others that preceded, attacking both families and companies, SpaceX will now move its headquarters from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. I did make it clear to Governor Newsom about a year ago that the laws of this nature would force families and companies to leave California to protect their children, he later followed up. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was understandably delighted by the move, which will bring thousands of jobs to the Austin area, which is already a booming town. Austin is crazy, dude. I went out there about 10 years ago, and I saw the growth out there, man. Definitely got a lot of jobs in the tech sector. Or any sector. They need everything. Even your line of business, man. Landscaping, people don't want to cut their grass, even in Texas, man. But Elon announced a move to SpaceX headquarters to the great state of Texas, Abbott wrote. This cements Texas as a leader in space exploration. Musk's decision comes days after he officially endorsed Donald Trump's presidential campaign, followed by the assassination attempt against him. He also indicated he was happy with Trump's choice of running mate J.D. Vance, Marine Corps, oorah. On Monday, it was reported that Musk has pledged $45 million a month in donations to a pro-Trump super PAC, helping improve his campaign financial position in the final months before the election. Wow, dude. Another follow-up to that, too. Chevron announced they are moving out of California to move to Texas. So what do you think, man? That's pretty major for both states. They're losing a powerhouse corporation.
I mean, it's not surprising because look at the direction that California's been going over these.
They've gone communists.
Yeah, they're just rogue, dude. Who would want to operate in that type of climate? I mean, look at the restaurants. They're dealing with $20 an hour Whopper floppers.
You know,
and they're shutting down.
Yeah, a lot of businesses are shutting down. A lot of businesses shut down during COVID because they ran the restrictions for too long. And businesses, especially the restaurant businesses, ran out of money because they allowed them to do to-go meals. But it's not the same thing for the servers and bringing people in, you know. And Joe Rogan said something, because he was living in L.A. at the time. He said something crazy like 72% of the restaurants in the L.A. County area permanently shut down during COVID. Like, they didn't come back. They lost.
Not surprising.
They left. They shut down. They left the state for other things, probably to go get regular jobs again, because you know how it is running a business, man. It's a 7-day-a-week deal. They probably felt relieved to go back to a 5-day-a-week job and have some kind of consistent check. You know how it is running a business. And that's the thing. You get these governments, and this is happening in the state of California. They think they know how to run business better than you do, but they never have to deal with the consequences of it, because they can pay their government employees 25, 30, 40, 50 bucks an hour because they take it in tax revenue. California is one of the highest tax places in the world too. And I know they sit there and say, well, we got the 7th or 8th strongest economy in the world overall. Well, you keep doing this, you're going to lose that status. I mean, dude, you know this. I lived out in California in the 90s, San Diego. What a nice town, man. And you know what? People weren't too lib or conservative out there. Everyone was just laid back and cool and basically, don't fuck with me and I don't fuck with you and we're having a good time. That's what California felt like to me when I lived out there. Now I see what's going on in my old state. Kind of hurts, man. You know, and they don't realize the damage that they're doing with even the soft on crime stuff. You know, they're another one of those states that have that $800-900 rule. They won't prosecute. And I was like, so you're rewarding criminals for being criminals. You don't prosecute them. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep doing it. Why pay for something if the government's going to let you get away with it? And then eventually the businesses shut down and get out of there. All the Walgreens in San Francisco have shut down. Target's talking about moving out. Or how about they locking up stuff now? What a pain in the ass. Imagine going to Walgreens, having to ask a clerk to get you your items. Even these new places now, they don't have anything on the shelves. You go to basically like a service merchandise desk. Remember service merchandise?
Yeah,
you'd fill out your
ticket.
You'd fill out your form, and then they would box it to you right there. You paid for it on the spot. That's what some of these Walgreens have turned into, man. Nuts, dude.
They got some of that here in FLA too.
Well, they keep it up.
I mean, it's just it's not surprising that Elon, he's a definitely smart businessman. He knows that, look, I can get into a better business climate and a better situation, better employees.
And not even that. He will move his employees, and his employees will gladly move with him. He will pay for their moving expenses. And I guarantee you, he's not going to have much of a turnover. Don't get me wrong. You have local Californians who will just be like, you know what? I love SpaceX, but I can't leave California. There are some people who are like that. That's how much they still love California. I understand that. Well, so yeah, just, you know, it's a Texas's gain and California's loss. Bob Newhart, legendary comedy and sitcom, died at 94 years old. Beloved comedy and icon TV star passed away at the age of 94, leaving fans mourning the loss of a true comic legend. Newhart's publicist Jerry Digny confirmed that the actor died in Los Angeles after battling a series of short illnesses. But, you know, 94 years old, man, he lived a long life. And you know what? I'm not going to say I was an uber fan of Bob Newhart, but, you know, knowing, you know, being a little kid of the 70s. And as you grow up, you always knew of him. And he had this dry sense of humor to him.
Yeah, it was sarcastic, dry comedy.
Right. He was funny, but God, you never saw much emotion out of him. He was almost like a droopy. Remember Droopy from the Tom and Jerry cartoons going up, you know? And that's what Bob always reminded me of.
Bob Newhart Show, man.
Yeah, the Bob Newhart Show. Here's your favorite pirate. The Princess Leia bikini from The Return of the Jedi just sold at auction for $175,000.
Jeez.
Do you think the owner is going to smell the dress and see if they can smell Carrie Fisher? Is that what Carrie Fisher smells like? Will their smell still be on there 30 years later?
It might be.
I would assume they washed it.
Did they wash it?
Yeah, they washed it.
In the washer?
Yeah, because it was basically a bikini that had like a front and back flap covering the essential areas.
Fundoshi.
Yeah. Oh, no, she did wear a fundoshi, but the flaps covered that up too, so you never like saw her ass crack or anything else like that. But boy, sometimes in that movie when she was moving around, it was like
flapped up.
It almost like you never actually saw a crack, because this is a PG movie, so they could not show any hint of nudity back then. So good editing. I'm sure the crew got to see some flapping. But yeah, some fan bought it for that crazy.
Some of them Star Wars people are just fanatics. They'll buy anything.
But look, man, I'm a Star Wars fan, but am I going to go take out a loan for $175,000 for a bikini?
Well, let's not say he took a loan out. Maybe he has that money laying around.
Maybe.
I mean, there are some people that, you know, are wealthy and win the lottery or whatever. Maybe this guy won the lottery and he just says, hell with it, I'm buying this.
Yeah. How about this one? Southwest Airlines announces the end of their signature seating policy. So frequent flyers critical of Southwest Airlines seating policies may be, and for a bit of a pleasant surprise, many who opt to fly with Southwest do so despite the company's open seating policy, which they've had for 50 years, that they've never done assigned seating. Well, they decided to change, and why? Apparently, the airline claims 80% of customers and 86% of potential customers preferred assigned seating to the airline's previous open seating policy. So they said, you know, those willing to spend more money on seating will be able to get even luxury options. So they're all actually going to they're not going to make a first class per se. They've never had a first class, but they're going to make premium seating that offers a little more space. So, I guess they're doing some upgrades here. You know, I like Southwest because they're no nonsense, no frills. I kind of like the open seating policy, but the difference is all these years, it was just me traveling. So, but with a family, I've seen it get difficult sometimes because some families have to get split up and stuff. I've actually moved out of my seat to allow a family to sit together. So at least with assigned seating, you know, you have that comfort and peace that you're going to get that whole row with you and your family, or even if you get the aisle right over dad sitting over. Because I've seen families of four. Typically, there's three seats on each side. I've seen families of four where dad had to sit in the aisle, but at least he was like right there. With Southwest, it gets muddy. It's hard to find unless you board early, because that's what the thing is they have an A, B, and C boarding group. If you're in the A boarding group, you're going to get any seat you want.
Sure.
B, kind of. C, you find whatever seat you can sit down in, you're screwed. And that basically means the only seats that are left are the middle seats.
So it sounds like Southwest is an economy style.
They always have been.
Airline.
But they were cheap and direct flights, all this stuff.
You know what it sounds like too nowadays? It seems like there is a lot of these economy style type airlines, because everybody's in cheap ass mode because of the way things are nowadays.
Well, cheap ass mode is going to change for them. You're going to have to pay extra for the premium seating. And I'm sure they might add a seat charge, because like I just flew up to West Virginia. You pay for your ticket. You pay for the privilege of picking your seat.
Oh, okay.
You pay for every bag you take on board now.
Oh, okay.
Dude, little crazy. So at first my ticket only was $85. And if you're just going to go by that, woohoo. If I don't do anything else, basically, if I show up with the clothes on my back, okay, but with my bag, and I like to pick my seat because I want a window seat, ticket came out to about $250. Still not bad, but at first it looks like it's only $85.
Yeah, they got you up front.
I mean, $85 round trip. It's like, holy shit, you know, that's pretty good. But, you know, all in all, $250 round trip. That's not too bad. So we'll see. What do you got, Pirate? Don't you got a couple things and then in the news section here?
Yeah, well, first of all, we had Hurricane Debbie roll through Florida.
Yeah, skirted by us. Gave us a lot of rain, didn't she?
A lot of rain. And with that rain came lots of water washing up. And in the Florida Keys, we had over 24 packages of cocaine washing ashore. And so the U.S. Customs and Border Protection said they were alerted by the 25 packages of drugs.
Did you get a hold of any of it?
No, not this time. But they weighed about 70 pounds each, and they had over $1 million worth of of powder in them.
Well, sounds like a job for Captain Jack Sparrow.
216 barrels of rum.
Yeah, so that and we did get a lot of rain. I mean, the whole Florida Peninsula received many inches. I'm sure.
Matter of fact, I had just cleaned up my front yard before you came over. I had a lot of debris in the front yard. It was like, wow. I spent almost a good 2 hours cleaning up the front yard, man.
Yeah, we had some pretty good gusts of wind. They say up to 60 mile an hour, and there was plenty of storm surge in some of the coastal areas. I seen in St. Pete and Tampa, there were some roads closed.
I saw St. Armand's Circle got flooded.
Did you say St. Amand's?
St. Amand's, yeah. But, you know, they are literally right next to the beach, though. They are right on the border. So it's got to expect that, man.
Just like,
hope they got good flood insurance.
And just like that neighborhood, Shore Acres in St. Petersburg, it received a lot of water like it usually does.
Okay, I never heard of Shore Acres. Is it another neighborhood that's notorious for flooding or something?
All the time, man.
Okay, kind of like South Tampa near MacDill.
Yeah, it's
that always floods up, man.
So here's South Tampa, MacDill. It's on the other side of the county, on the other side of Pinellas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's where the Shore Acres is. If you jumped across the bay, you'd be right there.
No, but I'm just saying there's notorious spots in our Tampa Bay area that flood even during like a normal rain.
They said the Hillsborough River flooded on up in Hillsborough Avenue today and got up onto the road.
Wow. And you know, like the Howard Franklin, they had to go out there and dump dirt because part of the Howard Franklin has temporary roads because they're redirecting for the new bridge.
Yeah.
They've already got construction out there redoing the temporary dirt road because part of that eroded into Tampa Bay.
Yeah, there was a lot of waves crashing.
Yeah, It like ruined the side of the road, man. So even not getting hit, we get some damage around here.
Yeah, there's a little bit of damage, and I seen some trees knocked down here.
I've seen some trees knocked down. Yeah.
I seen a particular tree service today.
Yes.
He had a crane out and he was picking up a tree. It was working nearby where I was working.
Yeah, I'm sure he got all kind of phone calls.
Oh, yeah. Every tree guy was.
I know. My neighbor does tree cutting, so he's got a good business and he is always busy.
There's a tree just up the street here where you're from here, and it fell on the house.
Ooh,
I see a car up the road. If you happen to drive actually south of here,
mm-hmm.
right before the trash K, left-hand side, there's a Toyota with a tree branch,
Oh, really?
All the way through the windshield.
I think I saw that earlier. Yeah. I did go to
Publix. How in the hell did that happen?
Yeah, I did go to Publix yesterday, but yeah, man, it was crazy.
So we had a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, man.
Thank God it's over with.
Yeah, we're back to, well, it did rain for a good day afterwards, but crazy enough, Florida, we're already back to sunny today. It was hot. You know, me working out in the yard, picking up the debris. It was like, man, I was sweating again. But then I looked, you know, it feels like of 170 degrees. So, you know, that's warm, man.
Yeah.
You know, very, very humid. Even my dehumidifier has been working overtime, and it usually shuts off, and it wasn't shutting off. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I checked the humidity, and yesterday we are at 100% humidity. So my dehumidifier was just sucking that moisture out of there, and that reservoir was filling up. So yeah, no, we survived, Debbie, man. What you got anything else, or do you want me to move on while you cue something up?
No, I had another story right here. I thought this was pretty interesting.
Yeah, go for it.
The Mexican drug cartels are using bomb-dropping drones that they are actually dropping and killing Mexican army soldiers.
Wow. They're going high-tech, huh?
Yeah, they've got...
high-tech but low-tech.
They've had over 260... drone bomb incidents in 2023 alone.
Jeez, that's a massacre.
And they're saying a lot of their personnel have suffered wounds, and some of them have died.
All this comes from two things from that country: human trafficking,
yes,
and drugs.
Yep.
And as long as there is a demand for drugs, this is going to continue. I mean, there's arguments that the cartel really runs Mexico. It's not even the government anymore. There's even accusations that this new president from Tijuana is cartel related. So, God knows how corrupt it is. I mean, we talk about the corruption in our country, but man, look, it's happening everywhere, man. And the thing is the sustainability. How long can we go like this before people are just like, that's it? Had enough.
Yeah. We're getting out the old muzzle loader and we're
not just this country, every country. But the difference is here is at least we have the means to overthrow our government if it had to come down to that. Not that I'm advocating for it, but you know, there's other countries just like it's laughable. Look what happened in Venezuela. There's already indicators that Maduro lost that election and he magically won.
Yeah, Elon Musk went on X and said,
slammed him.
Hey, man, get out. You lost.
Right. No.
He told him, I'm not afraid of you. He
challenged him to a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you say something about the opposition leader got jailed or something.
They took that woman
who ran against her.
Yeah. I can't remember her name, but anyways, we don't matter. They got her in possession of, in the prison.
And she's in jail.
They are torturing her.
Oh, I'm sure they are, man. That's crazy, dude. Oh, man. Well, how about this one here? Scientists reconstructed 52,000-year-old woolly mammoth DNA. Resurrection may be next. As biotech startups develop ways to resurrect the woolly mammoth, an international team of scientists have now reconstructed the iconic Ice Age's 28 pair of chromosomes. The genetic breakthrough was possible due to the chromosome extracted from a 52,000-year-old mammoth that luckily freeze-dried, after its death in northern Siberia. The fossilized chromosome is one of the first of its kind and provides unprecedented details about the woolly mammoth's genome as well as genetic relationship to its closest living cousin, the Asian elephant. Although the idea of resurrection long dead animals really went mainstream with 1993's Jurassic Park, most people talk surrounding distinction revolves around a different icon of not so much past distance woolly mammoth. And although John Hammond, Jurassic Park, the old man, was misguided in a lot of ways, don't put man-eating animals in your theme park, for example. He did get one thing right. To bring back an animal from oblivion, you need genetic information and lots of it. Well, apparently, you know, fast forward 30 years later, these scientists are now on the brink of probably bringing back an extinct animal. What do you think about this, Pirate? I think this is taking a cue from the movie. I'm not worried about woolly mammoths eating people like in Jurassic Park, obviously, because it's a different animal. But the idea that we can bring back an animal that no longer roams this planet sounds terrifying to me. It sounds like we're playing God.
Yeah, get this into the wrong hands and the wrong people.
Yeah.
This could be... very bad.
Well, what if some
crazy, I don't recommend it.
What if some crazy fuck decides to do this with dinosaurs just like the movie?
The T-Rex.
Dude, that's terrifying, man. And I'm going to bastardize this quote from Jurassic Park, but Jeff Goldblum said it perfectly, his character Ian in Jurassic Park. He said, God created dinosaur. God destroyed dinosaur. God created man. Man created dinosaur. Man destroys God. It's like, holy shit. Even though Jurassic Park's a bullshit movie, it could come to reality because even back then, those special effects, the CGI was groundbreaking, right? And it's still a great movie. But it made people think, what if we are able to do this one day? Now, 30 years later from that movie, 31 years, if you want to get technical, they're talking about doing it. Oof. I don't know, man. I don't think that's something that a path we should go down.
It's just like when they were trying to skirt the reason to bring back like the Black Plague. And remember, they were going to do experiments with all these other diseases, like, you know, how they did the COVID.
With COVID, yeah, they made it stronger. At least that's the conspiracy theory, gain of function,
yeah. So they're trying to do that with other diseases. I'm like, why bring back stuff from the past? That there's a reason it was in the past. We don't need it here in the present.
Right. It had its time on this planet.
It had its time. That's why it's not here any longer.
Just like us, we will have our time one day.
Exactly.
Where man will no longer roam this planet.
Yes.
And you know who gets to decide that? Most of the time, God / Mother Nature.
Yes.
Because, look, I know we get into conflicts and wars and we kill each other and this and that, the other thing, or like you said, enhancing diseases to do nefarious things. All that doesn't matter. When Mother Nature has had enough of humans, and not even like, oh, I hate humans, just decides to blow its volcanoes around the entire planet. Say there's a massive volcano event that could happen, like they say, like the super volcano in Yellowstone, which will be a chain effect around the world. And will kill 99% of life on this planet. And the 1% will survive and evolve into whatever it's going to be. I don't think we're that 1%. I think we're done. And even if humans do survive it, there'll be so few left that they'll die off anyways. You won't be able to reproduce. So there could be some surviving humans after it for a little while, maybe a few decades.
Sure.
Predicting.
Yeah, if they don't kill each other.
Right. But all kind of other animals and plant life will emerge from that. So that's Mother Nature / God deciding when it's time. And I think we're playing God by trying to bring back an animal that nature already decided to get rid of.
Yeah, I think somebody's...
What's the purpose of bringing... Think about it. I know in the history of elephants, there used to be many, many different species of elephants. I've always kind of been fascinated with elephants. I think they're cool, you know. But we have two remaining elephants on this planet for a lot of reasons. Why are we going to bring back... What is the purpose of... Even if there's nothing nefarious, what's the purpose of bringing back a third elephant species? It other than it being a museum piece or a zoo, why?
The thing's enormous. I mean, who's going to control it?
Well, we don't know how it's going to behave.
Yeah, where are you going to put the damn thing? What kind of cage? You might not even be able to make a cage.
You're going to have to make one like Jurassic Park with electricity on it and shit.
Yeah. It's going to have like metal bars like this thick.
Yeah, because the mammoth is bigger. Like right now, we have two existing elephants on the planet. We have the African elephant and the Asian elephant. The African elephant is bigger than the Asian elephant. However, the mammoth would be even bigger than the African elephant by a few feet. Not like enormously bigger, but enough in size to notice that this is a bigger elephant. I don't know, man. It's just...
I mean, what the hell do we use elephants?
Why?
What do we need elephants for nowadays anyways? Just to look at? I mean...
Well, I mean...
They're not allowed to be used in circuses anymore.
Well, no, but in Thailand and Africa, you still have free-roaming elephants that... You know, contribute to the nature and do whatever they do out there.
But that's their territory.
Right, yeah. Right. Where would we put a mammoth out in the wild?
Even if you put it in the wild in the North Pole or something where it belongs, I mean, there's animals there. It might start eating, you know? I mean.
Yeah, or it will get eaten.
Yeah.
So your big multi-million-dollar experiment just died out in the North.
Polar bears that might be hungry as hell, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. All right. How about, did you hear about the mass knifing out in the UK in London, man?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So three kids at a dance class were celebrating Taylor Swift and her music, and it's got nothing to do with Taylor Swift. And this guy went on a rampage, and three kids were killed. Eight other children were injured, and five of them critically, and what the police call a ferocious knife attack, and two more adults. And it turns out this guy was an immigrant, so not even a native. So they're importing murderers now of children. So people had enough. People are rioting now. And the New York Times, or as they're called, the New York Slimes, their headline said something about how right-wing riots cause upstir after three children killed. What has that got to do with right-wing?
It has nothing to do with it.
I mean, but like... Police got beat up. Like, it was a riot. It wasn't just, you know, people holding up signs and stuff. Like, people got arrested. Police got beat up and injured. because basically they have such strict gun laws over there that only the government has guns. Even the even the cops most of the time don't carry guns over there, which is crazy. Yeah, it's stupid, right? So what do you do for a weapon? Well, you go back to what worked before guns, knives and swords. I'm surprised we haven't heard about an axing yet or something like that. So crazy, crazy that that is happening over
there. Well, here's a problem. There's no vetting for immigration in any country nowadays.
There's no vetting, and then you took people's ability to wait to truly defend themselves because, you know, you bring a knife to a knife fight? No, I'd rather bring a gun to a knife fight.
Yeah. Had there been one guy in that room that had a gun, seen the damn knife pull out.
Could have dropped the guy.
He'd have said, hey, bitch, put that shit down or I'm taking you out now.
Right, exactly. So, yep. But this is the society that they raise. So you can still have mass killings and a lot of people injured, even via a knife. You know, they think it's just the gun. It's not the gun.
But the problem,
it's the man.
But the problem does also come down to the immigration. Does every good country have to take the slime of the world?
That's what it is. Why are we not just us? Why is any country importing criminals?
Why can't they just stay in their own country?
Well, because a lot of times, just like what happened in Florida with the Cubans, Castro let all the people in jail escape to Florida.
Yeah, he cleaned house. He said, bye-bye.
Right.
Bye.
Right. So there's a criminal element to it. There's also a revolutionary element to it. It just comes down to because they're not vetted. You don't get the best of the best when it comes down to it. It's not like our grandparents who came here because they wanted to come here because they wanted to make themselves a better life. This was basically they got kicked out of their country. Well, let's go to London because they're taking people in. Let's go to America.
Yep.
They're taking people in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and Santa Claus is the president, so they're definitely
welcome. Yeah. How about that poor girl in Georgia that was murdered by an illegal immigrant on top of that? Murder. She just went out for a jog and now she's gone. And I'm supposed to be told that well, we should still let these people in. They're not all criminals. I agree with that. They're not all criminals. But shouldn't everybody who comes in this country go through a vetting system all I'm saying?
And here's the other thing. Not all countries, maybe the United States has laws and rules that we try to follow and we try to enforce them. But you go to a lot of other countries, third world.
They just let them in.
Well, they just, in those countries, there's not a lot of law and order.
But this is the UK, though, man. This happened in the UK. They're supposed to be about sophistication and manners and all this stuff.
Well, what I mean is the illegal alien that's coming over, what country is he coming from?
Right.
And do they have laws and do they have order?
Well,
probably not.
Well, did they vet them? And that's the thing. They don't vet these people. So a criminal can easily slip into a country legally and then do their criminal mischief here.
Yeah. I mean, if you're coming from some, you know.
I mean, it's a travesty in itself. Why would you stab children? Why would you stab girls? I haven't got a Muhammad Jihad thing out of this yet. Was it a Muslim who decided to kill white people? And that's the thing, because it happens in the British. They don't want to talk about that if that's what it was, because it'll make the Muslims look really bad. And I was like, maybe that should be talked about, that you invited extremists into your country on top of that.
So they're pandering in that country.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, total suspicion. I'm not sure if this guy's Muslim or not. But, hey, why isn't that being talked about? Where is the description of the knifer?
Well, England, you should vet your people. United States should
vet too. We should
too.
But moving on. How about this one? Talk about redemption. Navy SEALs, sailors who refuse COVID vaccine win legal victory over the Biden-Harris mandate. Let's not forget Harris' connection to the COVID and the mask mandates as she she takes on the mantle in the 2024 Democrat presidential candidate, which we will get to on another segment here where we will be talking about Kamala, but it has nothing to do with that. So Navy SEAL sailors who refuse a vaccine are going to be awarded a little compensation here. Because back in the day, they issued a COVID vaccine mandate for all federal workers, thousands of men in the women military. Well, the Navy discharged over 8,000 members and who faced stiff penalties for refusing to agree to the mandate. Well, now they're going to get their redemption. Not a whole lot of money, but the initial, they'll get their signing bonus reinstated and a bunch of other things to go along with it. Probably can even get reinstated if they want. But they said something like, here we go. Yeah, 90% of the soldiers or military members in general who were asked to come back because they kicked them out, basically told the federal government to go pound sand. They're not coming back. And well, now they're going to get compensated.
Well, it's a shame that their employer
mm-hmm.
even made conditions the way that they are for them.
Mm-hmm.
That we are wasting tax dollars just litigating this and going through all this mediation.
And you probably lost a lot of good military members who were patriotic and loved serving their country, whether it was the Army, the Navy, the Marines, you name it.
You tainted their patrioticism.
Yes.
And pretty much
by forcing a bullshit shot that never delivered, that was as promised. And there are people still to this day getting COVID. And the thing about I've noticed with the COVID people, I notice the people who are getting COVID now are the ones who had multiple shots, because there's arguments out there that it wrecks your immune system.
Yes.
As far as I know, Pirate, I had COVID once when it first outbroke. And I've had a couple tests since then, been negative ever since. And I have never felt like I knew the symptoms of COVID. I have never felt like that since then. I've had a cold between that, but the symptoms are different with the cold. I know what a cold is. I've had colds all our life. Luckily, it rarely happens. But as far as the COVID thing, you know, even one time I went and got tested just to make sure a couple years ago. Yeah, I was negative, and I knew better, but I guess I still needed a little bit of reinsurance. And I guess that's where a lot of my fear of COVID really dwindled. It was already on the downslide, but for the fact that there are people I know still to this day that as soon as they sneeze, they take a COVID test. And I was like, what's the point at this point? So you test positive. Now what do you do? Well, either you can go to the doctor, and all they're going to do is send you home with an antibiotic maybe, and then tell you to drink plenty of liquids and rest like you're supposed to do when you're sick and stay away from people. That's when you're supposed to social distance, right? Maybe even wear the mask. I'm not against mask wearing. It's the sick that should wear masks so they don't spray it out as bad.
Yes.
But either way, do what you're always supposed to do when you're sick. Stay in bed, drink a lot. You're supposed to be peeing all the time. Your pee's supposed to be white. And social distance and watch Netflix. It's a great time to be sick these days. You don't have to worry. There's plenty of entertainment on TV for you to do to take a sick day, you know. But anyways, how about this Kamala, man? She's got a, she's the man now all of a sudden. And she picked her VP from Minnesota? Who's this guy? I don't really know a whole lot about him. I know the Republican media has already ripped this guy up a little bit.
Yeah. Of course they are.
Well, he's a big BLM supporter, and
he's the governor of Minnesota.
The governor of Minnesota. He allowed the riots to happen. He was all about funding the government for transgender surgeries. And from what I've heard already about this guy, Pirate, they say this guy is pretty much a commie. They say he's Bernie Sanders Jr., which is scary because the guy is also all for socialism. He thinks socialism is the government system that we should switch to, and that will run better. So
Tim Walz.
Well, so why the white old man? I thought the Democrats were done with white old men. I mean, why would Kamala pick a white old man? Hey, is he a DEI? Hire? Does he meet the checklist? I think he does.
Yeah, he's
DEI can apply to white guys too.
Yes, he is.
Well, think about it. He's a Democrat. He's a radical. He's a communist. You know. Yeah, I just, you know, granted, I only heard the Fox News version of this guy. I do want to switch to MSNBC or NBC or something. I'd like to hear the liberal side of what this guy's about. Matter of fact, tomorrow, I'm going to watch Morning Joe.
There you go.
Just to get perspective, because I bet you they think this guy's the greatest thing since sliced cheese. Because look what they did with Kamala, okay? First of all, and I'm talking mainly the media and the Democrats. First of all, for months, years, whatever, they denied that Joe Biden had any kind of cognitive decline. Well, now that it's pretty obvious after the debate, they can no longer cover it up. And then he decided to step down, and now they bring in Kamala. Okay. Other than her being the first woman vice president, historical, blah, 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 which is fine. I'm not against having a woman vice president. I'm not against having a woman president. Other than that status, what has she accomplished as VP, Pirate?
Dude, there's not much that she's accomplished. I mean, look.
But can you, on top of your head, tell me what she's accomplished for the positive? Not, I mean, you can accomplish things. It doesn't mean that the results are the best. I cannot come up with any, because the biggest thing she's getting criticized over that the media tried to cover up, and they were called out on it. She was assigned the border czar. Okay.
Well, that was a big,
and they tried, but the media, joke. But the media, right. The media just in the last week tried to cover it up and said, no one ever assigned her borders are. That was a Republican thing. No, they, at the internet's forever, right? They already been playing montages of the media calling her the borders are as well. So they're already trying to cover up for their own statements against her, but now they're all fawning over her that now she's going to take over. I don't see how she qualifies to even be there, because during the primary, when she went up against Joe Biden and a bunch of other Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, a couple other names I don't remember. Dude, you know, she didn't get a single primary vote. And then later on, being a DEI hire that she is, because she's Black, she's Indian, she's woman, she's from California, she's a Democrat. Check, 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 check. Prosecutor, check. Not bad looking, check. That's all DEI. That's who's going to run up against Donald J. Trump. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you on all those points. And these are points that have been kind of known by most folks in the know. But I know that a lot of our listeners need to be educated upon these
Or how about people who will simply just say, dismiss what we're saying, it's still better than Trump.
Yeah, they will say
that.
That's
what they think. Yeah. It's still better than Trump.
Yeah. You know? I don't want somebody as condescending as a president.
And look, we know Joe Biden's brain is a mess, and we know he's a puppet, okay? But at least he was being controlled to a certain degree. With Kamala, she is radical on her own cognizance, her own thinking. And from what I've been seeing with her VP candidate here, is this where we want to go? Because here's the thing, like Kamala wants to run on the coattails of Joe Biden. Well, that's another good question of what has Joe Biden's administration accomplished for the better. Okay. The economy is not shitty, but it's shit. Okay. I spent $325 on groceries the other day, and I'm a single dude. You know, that is crazy. Okay. But Joe likes to tout, and the partner for now, he's still the president, tried to say how Biden economics, how about Build Back Better? He said he cured the economy. The Mideast is a mess. Iran's about to attack Israel. You said earlier we're moving F-22s over there, and I know there's Navy ships and the Marines are moving over there. Ukraine's about to lose this war. Things are about to get nutty, and you're going to try to, and this all happened under the Biden-Kamala administration. The media and the Democrats are still going to try to tell me that this is still a better choice than Trump. I fail to see it, because here's the big problem with Democrats and Trump. They hate him because of his mouth, and he does have a mouth. He does. So what did they try to do? The political persecutions. And now they feel that they've got him, because he is almost a convicted felon. However, the guy is 78 years old, and you're going to tell me this is the first time in his life that he committed a felony? They'll argue, they'll argue, well, he just got caught. So what you're saying is a politician could be corrupt. You're going to say that all your other Republicans and Democrats, there's nothing corrupt about them either?
They just ain't never been caught, Chewy.
Or they never pushed for prosecution. They covered up things because they're making each other's deals. It all came down to with Trump. It wasn't his policies they were against. It was him as a personality. And still to this day, people will still vote for Kamala over Trump. My question is, keeping this clean and legal and no cheating, do you think Kamala actually has a chance of beating Trump? I don't think he does if the voting process plays out like it does. And yes, I'm in that camp where I feel like the election was stolen because Joe Biden got the most ever votes as a presidential candidate in American history. That makes him technically the most popular president ever. Why is he stepping down and having his VP, who has accomplished nothing, thinks that she has what it takes to become president?
I mean, the big to-do is here is, you know, like going back is Donald Trump's an outsider, and that's the whole thing. They want to cover him up.
They can't control him.
Yeah, they can't control him because he's a loose cannon. Mm-hmm. He's going
to
let it.
They tried to assassinate him.
They tried to.
Yes.
And just the other day.
It makes him look like a martyr.
I just read an article yesterday that a Chinese national was caught climbing the wall at Mar-a-Lago.
See?
So what's that guy trying to do?
Why is he trying to kill Trump?
Yeah.
Or hurt him?
Well, who's paying him to climb the wall?
Well, they do have a great wall, so maybe they're good at climbing walls.
Well, that's probably the reason why they hired that Chinese national. But, you know, that my feeling is just they need to silence Trump, and they'll do whatever there is, whatever it takes.
If Kamala wins the presidency, this country is truly fucked. And you Democrats can tell me I'm full of shit and disagree with me all day. Your boy Joe Biden has turned out to be a disaster.
Yes.
You know it. You know things were better under Trump despite all the bullshit Russia collusion. COVID fucked us because of the overreaction, which can be another whole segment in itself. But either way, dealing with all that adversaries under the Trump administration, the economy was doing good. We are involved in no major wars. Things were humming along. People were actually feeling somewhat happy again. Then COVID hit. Trump lost the presidency, allegedly. January 6th was a stain on the GOP because it does make Trump and Republicans look somewhat bad, even though we know it's still just a trespassing event. You still shouldn't have done that. But either way, they took that. And think about it. Even under Joe Biden, dude, have you noticed the last 3 years, the media, who's supposed to tell us the news objectively, have not made it about Joe Biden?
Well, they don't interview him. They don't ever have him on any shows.
It's been about Trump the last 3 years.
It has.
Joe Biden has been our president, and it's still with the media about Trump, and especially is now because I think they're kind of worried, and maybe that will benefit Trump winning the candidacy, but the things they will do, they don't seem to have any limits. They found some tape back in February just recently. This congressman says it doesn't matter if he wins the election, we won't certify the vote in Congress.
Yes.
Which has never happened. Because Congress ultimately certifies the vote, and then we get our new president, we get our new senators, representatives, congressmen, whatever. Can you imagine them pulling that kind of stunt? They pull that. Our democracy, as they like to call it, even though we're a constitutional republic, we're done.
Oh, yeah, we're done.
That's
the last nail in the coffin. That's
it. Yeah, if you don't certify the vote, Trump wins legitimately, wins the popular vote, which doesn't determine the election, but the popular goes into electoral college. Let's just say it's a 70-30% split for Kamala. Kamala gets 30%. Trump gets 70%. Just hypothetical numbers. So, in its essence, a landslide victory. Okay? But those arrogant fucks in Congress are not going to certify the vote because they don't like him. They were worried about January 6th trespassing event before.
Oh, man.
Dude, this opens up a can of fucking worms, man. Well,
this opens up a can of rotten tuna fish that's been sitting under your grandpa's floorboard in his own Chevrolet.
Yeah.
For months.
Yeah.
That shit's so rotten, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're gonna wrap this up here because we got a couple more different subjects we want to talk about. But, you know, we're going to keep an eye on this. Maybe if we can even get back into 1 week cadence, we can update a little more. But either way, we're going to have a lot to talk about with this election because it's not in the bag for either one. We still don't even know if the city of New York is going to throw Trump in jail on the Stormy Daniels case. Now, it's been delayed for review because the Supreme Court says there is a presidential immunity, and this supposedly happened when he was president. But either way, we know that case is bullshit, but they will do whatever it takes to keep him from running. And that could put the Republicans in a pickle because now they have to pick another candidate if that happens. But I don't, if that happens, if the New York City actually has the balls to do this, throw him in jail, the Civil War might start early.
It could.
It could. I mean, that is just outright, just ballsy, just we don't care. Banana Republic.
Should
communist.
I unfold my Confederate flag and get it ironed and pressed and ready?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think it's good for the country. Let the process play itself out and let's have a fair election. Let's have Kamala and Donald J. Trump debate. And she can cackle on the way she does, but she can't back her substance does not get backed up with any facts is going to be her challenge. Everything she says will get fact checked, and knowing Trump sharp enough, he'll call her out on the spot during the debate, you know? So, but either way, the media likes to do the fact checks afterwards and report how many times somebody was false. They're not going to be able to cover up all her lousy accusations about things, getting things done, blah, blah, blah.
I don't even think it has anything to do with how she laughs or how she acts or how inexperienced she is or how leftist this Tim Walz is. I think none of it has anything to do with it. I think it is all about their agenda that they're pushing through.
Well, their agenda, but ultimately for what?
Well,
more power.
More power and
how about liberties and freedoms being eroded even more? How about our economy continuing the way it does with these prices that are killing the middle class? The rich don't care.
Did you see this?
The poor don't care. Yeah. It's the middle class that gets screwed in this.
We're getting crushed. And did you see the stock market yesterday?
That's what we're talking about. How does the stock market drop down 1,000 points if Build Back Better is such a great economic idea? And I know we have people that sit there and says the presidency doesn't affect the economy. The fuck it doesn't. There are so many things that our federal government and the presidency does that can affect our economy.
Sure.
And it shows. Why was gas $1.80 under Trump when he left office? Why is it $3.50 now?
No one in this administration, they say Biden economics is helping everybody.
It's proven to not work. They're worried about us going into a recession.
Yeah.
I thought the economy was better under Biden.
We might already be in one. You know that
there's indicators that we are. They're just covering it up.
This media covers up everything because we are in an election.
Make Joe look bad.
We are in an election year.
And you got to prop up Kamala.
You got to prop them up.
But the thing is, they got nothing to back it up with.
No.
That's the substance of it. No matter how much they lie about, no matter what they say her accomplishments are, none of them, what they talk about, are going to be true accomplishments. It'll be just things to make. It's kind of like you take a rebel without a cause kind of person, and they become kind of popular because they're charismatic. But then you're like, and this person's so popular. I'm like, well, what's so popular about the person? And then you get, well, I really don't know. They're just kind of cool, you know? And that's how shallow I see the Kamala, you know, candidacy and what she's going to back up with. Because if Joe's policies, if his economy is so great, he said he cured the economy. If you cure the economy, the market's not supposed to drop 1,000 points. We're not supposed to be hearing talks of recession. He even said inflation was transitory 2 years ago. Well, the inflation is still here. Like I said, me, $325 at Publix. Just me.
I just spent $350 this weekend there.
But you got more you got more mouths to feed too. Yeah,
and I had to slim down the menu, you know. Yeah,
and it comes down to how is this sustainable? And that's what you need to think about, listeners. You need to think about, do you want a loudmouth who ran a pretty good economy as a president, or do you want another inept, corrupt person who don't really give a damn about you? Everything she's doing is theater. When she got the phone call from the Obamas on the endorsement, how convenient that the camera was there. She called up this Minnesota governor today to ask him to join her, and the cameras were there.
Oh, that's just...
Dude, this is all theater. There's nothing genuine about what they're doing, but they think it looks cool. And I think the American people are not buying into this, and hopefully we get a Trump presidency, hopefully. But if we don't, get ready to buckle down, buddy.
It's not going to be
pretty, man. It's going to be tough, borderline, you know, apocalyptic. People are tired of it, man. And I tell you what, I still have hope that it will get better, because even though it has nothing to do with this segment, I recently saw two movies at the theaters, and it was Deadpool and Twisters. And I'm not going to get into the plot and tell you how awesome I think it is. Well, I am going to tell you how awesome I think it is. You know what's great about both of those movies I saw? There was no political agenda to it. It was pure fun entertainment, is which movies are supposed to be. Whether you like horror movies or comedies or family drama or gangster movies.
Or westerns.
Or how about Chewie's favorite with the sci-fi, you know, the comic book, the superheroes. You know, I saw two completely different movies. I saw a superhero movie. I saw a movie about people chasing tornadoes. And it was good characters, fun, funny, compelling, engaging, no politics, no wokeism, no agendas. And I walked out of the theater with a smile on my face saying, that's what I expect when I go to the movies.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of the movies you see are the opposite.
Well, and the hope being is that we're going to get out of this because people have had enough of the violating, the victimhood, you know, because in my opinion, everyone has a different dictionary of or definition of what woke is. But in my opinion, what woke is taking a matter or a subject matter that most people don't care about, making it mainstream, playing victim, and demanding that you acknowledge them. And that, in my opinion, is what wokeism is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And we, the normal people, and there are normal people out there, and I proudly say that, we are done with that. We do not want it. And you know what? Like they say, get woke, go broke. Well, people have responded. The sales are down in a lot of these corporations because people are spending less. Disney is suffering.
Budweiser.
Disney. Yeah, Budweiser. Look what happens. Let's put a trans person as our spokesperson. Look how that backfired.
Look what happened to football.
Yeah, look what happened to football, you know, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But the backlash is real, and people just say, can we just get back to having some kind of normalcy when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to journalism? It would be nice to have journalism that's just objective and not agenda-based. Sure. And unfortunately, too much of journalism is all Democrat with a little bit of conservative out there like Fox News or One America News. But podcasters and YouTubers have helped somewhat balance that. But it's hard to fight a corporation when you're just a small mom-and-pop podcast. But they are taking off. So I'm just saying, man, get out there and vote. Vote for who you still feel is going to be the better person for the country. But I'm just warning you now, in my opinion, if Kamala wins the presidency, we're in a lot of trouble. We are in a ton of trouble. And I'll just remind you that you voted for, just like I reminded you that you voted for Biden. You could sit there and say all these nasty things you want about Trump, because most of the things you're going to say to him are turn out to not be true anyways. Or you like to bring up grab him by the pussy story. Guys talk like that in locker rooms, okay? And on top of that, that was a private conversation that was illegally recorded and leaked out to the public. You're supposed to have your privacy, too. And ladies, I know you don't want to hear it or believe it, but that is locker room talk. Okay. It happens all the time. It's not trying to be disparaging to women. Obviously, Donald Trump's doing okay. He's had three beautiful wives, you know? So.
Yeah, guys bust balls, man.
We bust balls. That's what we do. We bust balls. Anyways, go out and vote.
Bum, 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 bum. Boom, boom.
Yeah, I need to get you that NFL song.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
This week on the NFL.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep, there it is. We don't have any bumper music for that yet, but we will get
I'm going to clue that. Because you, okay, so you also asked for the Hawk Tua.
Yeah, we need
There was a third one you wanted. I forgot. Do you remember? If not, no big deal.
I'll discuss it later.
Yeah, I'm excited for foosball, yeah. Man. Foosball started.
We're playing the foosball finally again.
Yeah. We watched a little bit last week, the Hall of Fame game.
I didn't
totally pay attention, but I was watching.
Texas and Bears. The Bears won.
Yeah. Well, it's preseason, so it doesn't matter, but it gives you a warm up. It's a warm up.
Hey, it's something to watch.
And I love foosball.
And we're watching the foosball.
Yep.
And starting Thursday, August 8th, got the Lions at the Giants, the New York Giants.
Right. Lions did good last year, man. They could be a formidable team again.
Yeah, and the Panthers are going to be at the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting on Friday, we got the Falcons at the Dolphins and the Texans at the Steelers, Eagles at the Ravens. And then on the Saturday, got the Commanders at the Jets.
You mean the Redskins?
Them guys, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I'm not calling them Commanders.
Yeah, I forgot it was the Redskins. Right. And then you got the Bears again at the Bills, Raiders at Vikings, Packers at the Cleveland Browns, and Chiefs at the Jaguars. And here's the game of the week, our beloved Buccaneers.
Yes.
At the Bengals.
Well, if you happen to listening to the show the 2 days before this kicks off, at least you get the lineup there, man. Yeah, we got our Bucks, man.
Yeah, and then
what's Baker Mayfield going to do this year, man? Is he going to kick ass? What's going on, man?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, you know, in preseason they usually play the second string and third string, but
you know, and I don't know if we brought this up a couple shows ago, but I want to bring it up again. Anyways, rest in peace to Monty Kiffin, man.
Oh, yes. That happened about 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah, defensive coordinator, legend for the Buccaneers, arguably helped John Gruden win us our first ever Super Bowl. And you know what? Back in those days with Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and Rondé Barber, that D was sick, dude.
Yes.
Sick.
Yes.
Simeon Rice, that D, John Lynch, dude, you couldn't get hardly anything past our D, man.
Yeah,
that was a great time.
And, starting the following week, August 17th, for those of us here in the Buccaneer area, they're going to be playing Tampa at Jaguars.
Okay, at Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacks. So that's going to be a pretty neat little preseason game because we don't play them that very often, correct? Yeah,
and then in the next show, we'll critique the Bucs game because I know you and I will be watching that.
Yeah, and you know we're hoping that this year's foosball goes smooth.
Yeah, no. Again, just like the last segment, no political BS.
Yeah, just play the football game the way it's meant to be. Be a good sportsman. Let's not have any fighting.
Be a good fan.
Be a good fan too. We don't need anybody acting like a fool. And stop changing the names of football teams. Okay.
Very confusing. All right. So we'll keep you updated on that.
And that is the NFL wrap up.
Da, 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 da.
Florida man stories. The stories that everybody wants to hear.
Saving the best for last, too.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Here we go. Florida man arrested after lassoing an alligator, tying it to a fence and calling 911.
So he called 911 on the gator.
Yep. 71-year-old man is under arrest after police say he lassoed an alligator and tied it to a fence and called 911 to report it. The Brevard County Sheriff over there, he arrested Robert Collin on July 31st in Cape Canaveral. That place where they blow up rockets up there.
Yeah.
Colin told the sheriffs that he arrived at the canal with plans to capture an alligator he spotted.
That's the problem.
Yep, yep. And he arrived at the canal and spotted it, and he used a nylon rope to lasso the gator. He succeeded and lassoed the animal by the jaw. He did it pretty damn good. Got it right by the jaw. Uh-huh. And then he tugged it to the shoreline and tied it to a nearby fence. Afterward, Colin called the sheriff himself and claimed that he found the gator already tied up before he arrived. And so he walked away to his home, and he was later arrested at his home nearby.
Yeah, unless you got a license or a trapper, you can't do that to an alligator.
Yeah, you have to have the permit.
I mean, it's our state dinosaur.
And it's not even gator season right now anyways.
Right, it's not gator season.
It doesn't start till the fall.
I mean, it could have been a female. Is a gator okay, though?
Yeah, they got FWC over there, and they took it and relocated it.
There you go.
He was charged with injuring an alligator, and he posted the $2,500 bond.
Mm. Dummy.
Next up.
Yeah.
Florida man arrested in Gibson County, Indiana, all the way up there.
Yeah.
After deputies found 23 ecstasy pills in his vehicle.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
he had a stash.
You know, that's not uncommon for Florida people around.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're right around the corner from Methner.
Yep. A Florida man has been charged with drug and alcohol charges after dispatch received a call about a car in a field on Highway 64. When deputies arrived, they found 26-year-old Nicholas Gardner of Fort Walton Beach in his vehicle. Gardner told the deputy that he had fallen asleep while driving. Really? But deputies say it appeared he was under the influence.
Yeah, it appeared.
Yeah. And during the investigations, deputies found illegal drugs in the vehicle, which included 23 ecstasy pills and, one hydrocodone pill.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there we go.
Sounds like a loser.
We're really mixing up these pill cocktails. Yeah. And so Gardner was arrested, and he was taken to Gibson County Jail and charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated and in drug possession.
And you know what? He won a free night stay in the jail.
Got a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we got another one here. A Florida man in American flag Speedo does a belly flop in the background of Bay News 9 report during Hurricane Debbie.
I saw that. Yeah.
That was badass, wasn't
it? Yeah. Now, he didn't get arrested for that, did he?
No.
It just happened to be on a clip, and it went viral.
That's what Florida Man's all about.
Where did that take place? Did that take down at Bayshore? Or where was
it? Crystal River.
Crystal River. Okay. Yeah. Because I saw that. I couldn't tell from the footage if he had anything on. All I saw was the inner tube.
Yeah. Well, he was on his boat.
Right.
And he, Bay News 9 reporter Jason Lanning, he was given updates on Monday about the Hurricane Debbie there in Crystal River when it appeared a shirtless man wearing a American flag Speedo, a Fundo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, is there? Okay.
I mean, a Speedo still covers the buttocks.
Okay, well, he was covering the buttocks.
Uh-huh.
But he appeared in the background, and that's when people that were standing in front of this reporter, because he was like on a covered porch at a bar or something.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, look over there, look. And people started breaking their cameras out. And, of course, that's when the man ran and jumped off a nearby boat dock and belly flopped. Yeah. And he really belly flopped.
Yeah. No, I know the footage you're talking about. That's hilarious.
And definitely that guy is a Florida man again, and he strikes again. And he was in the background, as all Florida men always do. They're always making the news. And he was definitely getting his 15 minutes.
Belly flopped an American Speedo with an inner tube on him.
And getting his 15 minutes of Florida man fame.
That's great, man.
Yep. Now we got our last story of the night.
Okay.
And this one is Meth and Mayhem gets Florida man caught in high-stakes golf cart chase with police.
That's only for the crazy effect there. You know, Twilight Zone was weird. Well, what you just said there already sounds weird.
So this is in Lady Lake, Florida, which is a quiet rural town north of here in north central Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore after this Florida man brought meth and mayhem to the villages of Florida here.
Wow.
David Pope, 55, from the villages of Silver Lake, was in a golf cart speeding down the road where golf carts have no business being, and a local sheriff was working a traffic stop and noticed Mr. Pope speeding by, and he decided to go after him.
Uh-huh.
The sheriff chases Pope into a local RV resort park, going the wrong way on a one-way street. It appears that Pope has a vendetta against all traffic laws.
I don't think he saw the sign being all drugged up. I'm sorry, I missed the sign.
Eventually, he stops, and the sheriff approaches Pope, and he hands over his suspended Michigan driver's license.
Oh, boy.
During the chase, Pope also throwed out a glass meth pipe onto the road.
He's trying to get rid of evidence.
Sheriff's located it with residue all over it.
Oh, man.
I mean, you no harm.
The passenger confessed it was Pope's pipe and that he was trying to get rid of it.
No, no, no.
And Pope was booked into, of course, the Lake County Jail on a bunch of charges. Here's the list for the mayhem he caused. Reckless driving. Driving on a suspended driver's license.
We won't keep that going. That'll get annoying, but it's funny at first.
Yes, it is. You could do it at the end.
Okay.
No vehicle registration. Possession of drug paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia.
Yeah. Tampering with evidence. And he is still in jail. And he has a $4,500 bond.
You fucked it up.
And that is the incredible Florida Man News.
All right, folks, that will go ahead and wrap up show number 33. And, let me know about the intro music because it's just going to be plain vanilla stuff right now. I just love your feedback on it. But no more song of the week because we are going to go mainstream here. I'm going to eventually get us on Spotify and iTunes, so you just don't have to go to our website. But for now, to listen to the show, you go to akebonoradio.com. And send us an email at akebonoradio@gmail.com. And we are all over the road with Pirate Chewbacca. I want to thank you for downloading and listening to the show. You can leave comments on our website. You can send us an email. Send us some suggestions. We're also on Xbox. Oh, no, I said Xbox. X.
And we're on Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That'd be nice, right?
We got our own game.
We'll turn it into a video game, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
All over the road to Pirate and Chewy, yeah. The video game. Too bad.
Yeah, we'd be on, like, skateboards and all that.
Yeah, make it something cheesy or something. But no, we're on X. We're on Facebook, which is just called All Over the Road with Pirate and Chewbacca.
The same as Fakebook.
Yeah, so yeah. It's the Fakebook page. It's kind of like your business Fakebook page.
You know?
But yeah, just let us know what you think about the show and, it's a pleasure as always doing this. I mean, show 33, Pirate. We're humming right along, huh?
Yeah, we're getting old, man.
we're starting
to get gray hair here. Well, middle age.
We're becoming seasoned at this. I think we're getting better at it. I think
we're seasoned citizens.
We're sounding better than we ever had, and we'll keep doing this show as long as we hear from you guys, and then we enjoy it at the same time.
So. Well, I'm sure once we get out there in the mainstream world, maybe we'll get a little bit more. Well, listeners and some more feedback and some haters and lovers.
I say haters too, man. I mean, yeah. I'm sure if there's some people that listen to this show, they're like, those guys are full of shit. I'm going to send them a 15 paragraph dissertation of how wrong they are, because I could tell you on Fakebook, at least, boy, people like to argue over the dumbest trivial things, man.
Do they get the Michael Jackson popcorn picture ever?
Sometimes I say stuff just to stir it up and then see how bent out of shape people get over it. Like today, people are arguing about who's the greatest basketball player of all time. Is it Michael Jordan or LeBron James? All I did is I threw out an argument. Having rings doesn't make you the GOAT. Being good makes you one of the greatest. I said something like, look at Dan Marino.
Yeah.
He never won any rings, but he's considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. This asshole replied, well, he still wasn't the goat. And I almost wanted to reply back, I never said he was the goat. But see how just even reading text on a screen, your emotions kick in, and he wanted to attack me for saying Dan Marino is the GOAT. I never said Dan Marino is a GOAT. I said Dan Marino is one of the greatest of all times, but that doesn't mean he's the GOAT. When I mean the GOAT, like the number one in the sport, you know.
Dan Marino was a pretty damn good quarterback.
Pretty great quarterback. He went to two Super Bowls, I believe, and he lost. So, you know, if you're going to base it on merit of Super Bowls, that to me, that's just not enough.
Yeah, and a quarterback alone just can't win the game.
No, and it's a team sport. Of course. So, but yeah, but anyways, that's all over the road, Pirate and Chewbacca. Any parting words, Pirate?
Just keep it real. Keep it positive, y'all. And don't forget to vote.
There we go.